We'll figure out something for 10-10. Maybe we'll just go screenless. Who knows? But without further ado, then the anus will be on you to come up with another idea. But without further ado, you did something this week that was a great tease because you said you did something that was the worst thing you ever done on a golf course.
Yes, it was last week. And
do tell.
All right, I want to say I'm not proud of this.
Okay.
And I need you to be kind.
I can't promise you anything.
No, then I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, let's go to break. What you got?
So, it's, you know, I had COVID, and I went a month without being able to play or do anything, and now I'm back, and yeah, my mind's a little off when I get out there. I get a little tired, and it happens.
You blaming this on COVID?
Yeah, why not? We're blaming everything else in the world on COVID. Mm-hmm. Why not? So, I'm playing, and I'm feeling good. Mm-hmm. This is last Saturday after the show. Feeling really good, and the group says, let's play nine more. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Last three holes, I played really well. It's like, I'm ready to play nine holes. I'm tired, but I don't feel bad. In the course that we play over at Las Colinas, they have a rule that because the fairways are still growing in, mm-hmm. you can drive in the rough.
Okay.
But you can't drive in the fairway.
Okay.
So you can drive around mm-hmm. if you want, but you can't even go through the fairway. So it's better than cart path only, but not by a lot. So I'm on the first hole, and I'm driving down the first hole after we've played 18. And I noticed my wife had texted me an hour earlier.
Never look at your phone.
And I never looked at my phone. So it's like, man. Oh, my God, my wife called. My wife texted me, and I didn't answer. And she's still a little worried about me and make sure everything's okay. So, you know. So I said, all right, I better text her back. So I start texting her back and just telling her we're going to play a few more holes. And all of a sudden, bam! In full force, I ran right into a tree. I mean, straight head on, right into a tree.
You didn't get hurt?
Jolted me.
The windshield?
Jolted me. My bag fell off the cart. The scorecards that we had flew around.
What's the cart look like? What'd the front look like?
So I was worried. Because, mm-hmm. as we know, now that we have a new sponsor of Metro Golf Cars, mm-hmm. I know golf carts are expensive.
Yep.
So I look around and the cart's not damaged. It's almost made, you know, that front.
It's got a little bumper to it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. But as I'm driving, the alignment is completely off.
Gotcha.
And
like a bad grocery cart?
Worse. I mean, it's upside down, but you can hear it's running, whatever. And it's like, oh, my God, I just destroyed this thing. So we get through. We only played seven holes because of darkness. Get through the seventh hole, and I find I wasn't going to leave without telling somebody. It's like, it's cart 57.
Just leave a note on it?
No, I just destroyed the thing. So luckily, Justin, the pro out there, and I'm just bracing myself. It's all right, what's this going to cost me? Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, Justin, just out of curiosity.
It's your way of admitting it? Just hypothetically.
Hypothetically. How much does it cost to do an alignment on a golf cart? And he starts cracking up, and he looks at me and goes, what'd you do?
Mm-hmm. You don't think that's the first time he's ever heard that?
And I said, I hit a tree. He said, how'd you do that? I said, I was texting. He goes, well, you shouldn't do that. I said, thanks for telling me. What's it going to cost me? And he laughs, and I wonder how many other golf courses do this. I'm sure they all do. He goes, I got a guy on retainer. Mm-hmm. He just comes in, and whenever we have any carts out of alignment, he just comes and fixes them. But
really?
I pay him on retainer.
I bet you that happens a lot on curbs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because
everybody, they don't wait till there's that smooth part. They go over the curb. It's
so here's my public service announcement to everybody. Don't drive and text, but also don't drive in a golf cart and text.
Nothing's that important. that you can't wait till you stop.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And it was, look, it was a perfect storm, right? We decided to play nine more. It was getting dark.
No, it's not. No, you have no excuse.
But I'll promise you this, I'll never do it again. That's that was so jolting and so jarring, and it... I was like, I've never done anything like that before. I mean, what's the worst thing you've ever done to in a golf cart? There's nothing close I've ever done than that.
What do they call that when you're stuck in the middle of it? It's your high. What do they call that? It's like you're on a higher plane and the wheels are not touching. I forget what they call that.
Yeah,
I don't know. So I've been there when I had to push it out of the bit, and I've been at the point where sometimes I'm not paying attention and I go off the cart path, maybe to the right, and all of a sudden I'm like at a 45 degree angle. I've had that happen. No, I'm usually pretty careful.
Yeah.
I mean, I can wait to text, but I can imagine. I think the worst would be is if you submerged a cart, and that happens a lot.
That happens. We were talking, was it Mike McCabe?
Yeah.
We were talking to him over at the Tribune Old American. He said it happens more than you would imagine.
Yeah, I think because people are looking for their ball and they're not paying attention, and all of a sudden it just kind of slides in there. Or for some reason they don't put their foot on the brake, they don't put the lock on the brake, and it just keeps rolling into the... Happens all the time. I don't know what that cost. I mean, you got to probably replace the battery and all that other stuff. It's just electrical and that thing, so I don't know. But I'm glad you learned. Because, that's inexcusable.
That was so jarring.
That is absolutely
indisputable. You know what the funny part of it was? If I wasn't an honest person.
Mm-hmm. You just left it there?
Walked. Nobody knew I did it.
Huh.
The rest of my guys were on the other side of the fairway and never saw it.
As they say, if you want to get the true character of somebody, watch what they do when nobody is looking.
And I just said, you know what? So...
Doing the right thing.
I looked at my buddy Rusty. I said, I can't believe what I just did. He goes, what? He goes, I just hit a tree.
Was it operable the last three holes?
Yeah, it was fine. It was just
wobble?
Yeah.
You had wobble cart?
Yeah. You can have unprotected sex and not pass HIV.